We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know where he is, but the drinks look delicious, and he's sending me plates of mussels and seafood. Our own Todd About Town is out and about and living his best life, or living the life we all want to be living. Todd Walker, always a pleasure, my friend.
Well, Jordana, I did send you some pictures just to try to give you a little teaser. I'm at a soft opening of a restaurant, and, you know, there's not that many seafood restaurants. So when I was sending you these, I was hoping you'd figure it out. But let's let I won't tease you any longer. I'm at the soft opening of the new Smack Shack in Edina.
Oh, I should have guessed that.
Yeah, the 494 in France. And it's the old Fuddruckers, if you remember where Fuddruckers
was. Yes, I totally remember. Absolutely. There's one Smack Shack downtown. Thank God it survived. It's delicious. But yes, tons of seafood, fresh seafood. And you're right, there aren't that many. I guess Stella's Fish Cafe. That's the only other seafood place that I could think of. But of course. Tell us about this new location.
Yeah, it's great. It's as I said, it's the old Fuddruckers, right on 494 in France. Josh Soma and his team came in here, purchased the building, the restaurant, and moving in Smack Shack. It'll be opening next week. Amazing food, some of the staples that you liked in the original one in the North Loop, kind of an expanded fare out here at a great building, a lot of space, and they do the big lobster boils, and it's really a nice place. So it'll be really fun to see how this will change kind of the food scene out here in the Bloomington Edina area. So yeah, it's great. Great location.
See,
so
isn't it great that we have restaurants that are expanding? I mean, COVID was so hard for so many of these restaurants. Some shut down during COVID, you know, like a Bar La Grasa, thank God they're back now. Some went out of business altogether. But I got to get these guys on the show to find out the fortitude and what kind of backing they needed to have to not only survive, but to be able to open again. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
You're not kidding. And I went to, and it's so great. That's why we have to support some of our, you know, local restaurant owners and people that are going in and investing so that we have a vibrant restaurant community. And eating local, I went to a Hope Breakfast Bar opened up in the West End. I went there last weekend. And if you haven't been there, it's just a fantastic restaurant. They have one location in St. Paul, but now they opened this one in St. Louis Park. Great, great food. They have a coffee bar there. And once again, local guy. And, you know, he has the Gnome Pub and he has the two Hope Breakfast Bars. So it's pretty great to see these guys moving forward in these tough times. But yes, I sent you a list of all these great things that are happening this weekend. And do you want to start with some of our listener suggestions when it came to...
I always love to. I love that they reach out to you and tell you where to go.
Yeah, you know, and to our great listeners out there, keep them coming because these are places like today I'm sharing places that I've never been to, and I'm doing my best to get through the entire list that you're all sending me. But the one this week, I don't know about you, Jordana, but I haven't been to either one of these. And the first one, I can't pronounce the first name. It's Scalvum Distillery in Brooklyn Park. And the first word is, it's a Norwegian phrase for cheers, friends. It's a great distillery, a great place for cocktails in Brooklyn Park. So I want to give a nod to our friends on that side of town.
Love it.
So thank you for that suggestion. And then all the way out into Waconia at a place called J. Carver. And our listener said to order the Bee's Knees. which is a great signature barrel gin made with their signature
love
barrel
it.
Gin. So, yeah.
Love it.
Have you been to either one of these two places or heard of them?
No. But we want to thank listener Alex for the Scaveland Distillery and the Jay Carver in Waconia from Amy. So, yeah, thank you.
Yes, perfect ideas. Now, there's a long list. This week what I decided to do, this actually came from, once again, a listener that said, you know, that nicely said, it looks like that I get out to see a lot of the shows that are in town. So would mm-hmm. I be able to share some of my top favorites? And I said what I thought I would do is just share kind of an overview of so many different shows that are going on through the holiday season, because everybody seems to always look for, you know, activities and shows. So this is kind of a laundry list, and it goes from very traditional, from very avant-garde performances. So if there's any that stand out, I'm happy to chat about it.
Okay, well, being the token Jew here, I have to ask about Hanukkah in the Dark, the Minnesota Jewish Theater Company at Six Points Theater in Highland Park. What's this?
Okay, this is great. If you have not been to the Minnesota Jewish Theater Company, which now I just want to make note that has changed, it's called the Six Points Theater in Highland.
Okay.
And this is really looks like a really interesting show. And it's about a 10-year-old boy that is making latkes with his grandmother. And then the ice storm comes through and the power goes out. And I'll leave it at that and all the things that he discovers when the power goes out. So I'm actually going to go see this show in the next couple of weeks, so I will give a report back. But I have to see it because one of my favorite Twin Cities actresses, Sally Wingert, is in the show, and she's absolutely fantastic. Many of you will recognize her, so that's a great, great show. So try to take that in. But yeah, so we start there in a great show. And then do you want to talk about Black Nativity, which has been around forever?
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
at the Penumbra. Yes.
It is absolutely a must-see show. It's at Penumbra Theater. And the show runs through the 23rd. Tickets are very reasonable. Started $15, and it's by the amazing director, Lou Bellamy. And then the musical direction is by Twin Cities' favorite, Sanford Moore. And the whole Kingdom Life Church Choir will be singing. And it is if you like great, you know, music that kind of takes a different twist on the traditionals, this is a great, great show to see. So that's Black Nativity over in St. Paul.
Love it.
Numbra. Do we have time for a couple more?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got a classic here over at Chanhassen, the Music Man. That's a classic. I've watched that a million times.
Yes, the Music Man. I'm going to be going to that the end of this year, the end of December, so I'll let you know what that's like. But once again, some of our really greatest actors and actresses in town are in this show, and this is, once again, at the Chanhassen, runs through January 22nd, and it's so reasonable. You get the show plus dinner for $55, and, you know, great songs like 76 Trombones. It's a great, great show. So that's more on the traditional side. And keeping with that theme, over in Bloomington is this great theater company, and it's called Day Trippers, at the Day Trippers Dinner Theater. And I'm going to be seeing their show tomorrow. And it runs through December 19th. It's called Every Christmas Story Ever Told, and Then Some. And Then Some. So you get a lunch, you get the show, plus gratuity, and everything is for $41. Very, very reasonable.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So
that's a
great show. Yes. Any of the other ones in the time we have remaining really strikes out to you?
Yes, of course, because I've had friends who have been through Circus Juventus. You know, their kids have gone through, and it's just an amazing experience for the kids, but also the shows are terrific.
The shows are fantastic. It's really a circus under the big tent, but it's, you know, an enclosed. It's not going to be cold, but you are in, you know, an enclosed building that feels like you are inside a circus tent. It's in Highland Park in St. Paul. Show runs through December 19th. It is called Blizzard. And once again, as you said, it's, you know, just these great younger kids and adolescents that put on this fantastic show and the things they do. So if you haven't been to Circus Juventus, think of Cirque du Soleil, you know, with younger people doing these amazing acts. And this is all about Blizzard. And they take all, once again, the holiday stories, bring them into one show. And what the outcome is pretty amazing how they do it. So that's a great, great show.
And it's just great to think that these are local kids, you know, doing these shows that have learned these amazing skills. So Circus Juventus is great. We've been a few times, and it's really terrific all around. Let's get the last one in. Miss Richfield 1981, 40 Holidays on the Throne. What is this?
Okay, have you ever seen Miss Richfield perform, first of all?
No.
Okay. Well, Miss Richfield has been around as long as I can remember. Miss Richfield, her show is, she performs as drag, as Miss Richfield, and she's been doing it for 40 years. She's been bringing her show to the Illusion Theater. It's $45, and it is literally laugh-out-loud humor.
Oh,
she has performed coast-to-coast and then some. It is just, it's a very funny, very uplifting adult humor. It's not something that for the same audience that you might take to Circus Juventus.
But no.
It's just a great, great show. So I think we have something from everybody, from the Hanukkah show at the Jewish Community Center to the Jewish Music Theater, and of course Black Nativity to Miss Richfield to, if you want to see something traditional, head out to Chan Hansen. So we've got it all there for you. Should be some great shows.
I might be doing the Miss Richfield. That piques my interest, and it's definitely out of my comfort zone. So I think I might be patronizing Miss Richfield. 40 years holidays on the throne, 40 holidays. And you know what? Maybe we can talk about this next week. But next week, I'm going to see Anastasia at the Orpheum.
Too.
Are you? Okay, great. So I'll see you there maybe Tuesday night.
Right, yeah. So I was going to talk about it next week. I think after we've both seen it. So yeah, I'll be there Tuesday night. And we can chat about it next Thursday. I'm sure it's going to be a great show, and Disney's show, so it should be great.
Yes, this is a treat for me and my youngest. She's 14, so she's, you know, we grew up on Disney princesses. While she's not playing with them anymore, I think we'll really enjoy it. So I'm venturing out of the house, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, I'm great. I can't wait to see you. All right,
I'll see you then.
Yes. Anastasia, and we'll give our little review next Thursday.
You got it. Todd Walker, you can find him at Todd P. Walker on all his social media. Please follow him. And Todd, I have posted all of your suggestions on the Paul and Jordana Facebook page. So if you missed anything, all the deets with the links are on the Facebook page. Enjoy those drinks over at Smack Shack. Enjoy what you're eating.
I certainly will. Talk to you next week.
You're the best. Bye, sweetheart. I tell you, he is living the life we all want to be living. He takes precautions, and he is safe, and of course, triple vaccinated and the whole shebang. But gosh, he gets out and about, and I miss being out and about. So it's fun to live vicariously, at least through Todd.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.